born on April 1, 1815. His ancestors had been famous both in war and in diplomatic circles for several generations. They were descended from the Prussian nobility, and his grandfather had held the office of Privy Councillor to Frederick the Great. At the age of 6, he entered a boarding school in Berlin, where, he tells us, they served elastic meat, always accompanied with parsnips. When he was 12, he came under the influence of Dr. Prevost, who did much for the broadening of his mind and the strengthening of his character. During his vacations, he developed his powers of endurance by participating in many sports, and then, at the age of 17, he entered the University of Göttingen for the purpose of studying law. As a student, he was not a brilliant success. He did not hold himself strictly to the prescribed studies of his course. During the first year of his university life, he fought 28 duels. In one of these, he was wounded on the left cheek, and he carried the scar left by the wound all through his later life. On leaving Göttingen in 1833, he went to Berlin. After a couple of years' study there, he received the diploma necessary to enable him to enter upon a professional career, but decided to devote his time to the care of his estate. When 32 years of age, he was elected a member of the General Diet. He at once began to impress the people with his great tact and forethought, and each year their confidence in him was deepened. He exercised a large amount of outward patience toward those who opposed him, but was simply awaiting the time when he could strike such decisive blows as would assure his ultimate success. This was one of the marked characteristics of his whole career. It would seem that, from the very beginning of his political life, the people decided to take him just as he was, and they grew to be very fond of him. His aim was to preserve the peace of Europe. With great skill, he avoided trouble both for himself and for his countrymen, and he quickly made for himself a name both at home and abroad. His early life was lived among the Prussians, but he became objectionable to them because of his desire for power. At the first Prussian parliament in which he sat, in 1847, he said in one of his speeches, "Away with the cities, I hope to see them all leveled to the ground." And these words had in them the ring of that social hatred which he always showed toward the liberal class.
Gerade auch deswegen. Frag deines Vaters an deinen Sohn.